League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Have two of you to welcome to this podcast today.
Yes, you do. Two of us.
Today, we are joined by none other than TikTok comedy sensation, Chloe Kent.
Woohoo! Oh my God. She's here.
She's here. She's arrived. She's in the building. Chloe Kent from Kent.
Yes.
Is that your real name, Chloe?
Yeah.
And you are originally from Kent.
Yeah, well, my maiden name is Harding, but I married Ryan and he's a Kent.
Yeah,
isn't that mad?
That is
mad.
Yes. Chloe Kent from Kent.
From Kent. That is weird.
Yeah. It's a stage name, isn't it?
Well, it does sound like a stage name.
Yeah, I actually thought it was a name you'd picked for yourself. Mm. I didn't realise it was your actual name.
Mm. It's so good. I've just fallen into a stage name.
Yeah, you are.
I love it.
You need to. Fallen into.
You now just need to get on the stage, Chloe.
Literally, I'm like Marilyn Monroe, but undiscovered.
That is actually true. Yeah.
And very similar look to Marilyn as well.
Oh,
very
I feel similar. The same, Ruth, I do. Yeah, it's the blonde.
The blonde.
Very similar look.
It's the figure.
The blonde, the tits, the arse.
100%. The men throwing themselves at
the
men.
The whole
non-stop.
Lot. Yeah, everything. Yeah. Everything is Marilyn, basically.
Yeah. Mm. Ruth gets it because the same happens with her.
Right.
Same happens with
Whereas
me.
I don't.
No.
I don't really get a lot of Marilyn.
Do you not, Ange? No. That surprises me a little bit.
No, I don't.
She gets a lot of Little Jimmy Cranky.
Yeah. That's sort of my vibe, is Little Jimmy Cranky. Yeah.
Put a cap on Angie and she's an exact ringer for Cranky.
I am, actually, yeah. Yeah,
oh
I think it's the cheeks.
Chloe, I've got a question for you, going straight in hard with the questions.
Okay.
Somebody wanted to know on Instagram, what was the first TikTok video you put out?
Do you know what? It was just very silly voiceovers of like Gemma Collins and stuff like that. And then I did this little skit. You know the film A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga?
Yes.
And you know that little scene where Bradley Cooper's like, hey, and she turns around and he's like, I just wanted to get one good look at you. You know that bit?
I don't actually know that bit, but carry on.
I do know the bit you mean, yeah.
I mean, my extremely good American accent probably threw you off, Ange, but anyway, it was that bit. Anyway, I did a little skit where I was like in a dressing gown, messy chav bun, chocolate all around my face, and I turned around like, what, who, me? And I did that, and from that, it just started blowing up, and I thought, do you know what, this app is a little bit of fun, actually.
Yeah. So you put this reel out, and then what, is it just, do people, because you know that there is a button in TikTok, isn't there, that can make something go viral, did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So at TikTok headquarters, there is what is known as the viral button. And if somebody at TikTok headquarters sees a video and they like it, they can hit that and it can like push it and push it and push it and push it.
Oh.
Yeah. So was it out of loads of people resharing that, or do you think they hit the viral button?
I don't know.
I reckon, let's start the rumour, they hit the viral button.
I mean, do you think the viral button is literally like, you know, like a golden buzzer in BGT?
Yes, that.
Do you think like that is on someone's desk in TikTok HQ?
Yeah.
They're all on the TikTok. They're all looking through it all day. And
then
bang,
bam.
Golden buzzer. Yeah. Off we go. Shit gets real. Everyone knows
Chloe's
who.
Viral.
Yeah. Chloe Kent Kent is viral.
Yeah.
I wish it was that easy, but I think it probably does, because sometimes you'll come across a really weird video where someone like sneezes and it's got like 50 million views.
Yeah.
And you're like, how the hell did that happen?
Somebody's liked it at the TikTok HQ.
Somebody's pressed the golden buzzer.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. Although sneezes do actually make me laugh a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I do find sneezes funny.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's because I've had kids. I don't know about if you can relate, Ange, but now when I sneeze...
All right, thanks, Chloe. Fucking hell.
I'm so sorry. No,
I mean, you went straight in there because of what kids. Don't know if you can relate, Ange. Fuck you.
No. Ruth, you don't want this.
Ignore her, Chloe. It's fine.
It's a horrible labour floor that now, once you sneeze, you start farting and stuff. It's terrible.
Farts will never not be funny. Your own, someone else's, yeah. They will always be hilarious.
Until someone does a wet-sounded one, and then it's gross. Yeah. Like, I don't want any part of it.
That is true, actually.
Although still funny.
No, I think they are gross.
No,
they've crossed the line.
That's disgusting. No. Have you shat yourself?
Right, I think it's one of those things that sharting is is funny.
Well, how did we get here?
I don't know.
This is a constant thing that happens. How did we get here? Yeah. Right, sharting is funny if it's someone else. Right.
Well, what is funny about sharting is that you everybody that's done it has gambled on that fart and thought, this is just going to be a fart. And then you're like, oh shit, it's not.
You know it's what? That happened to me a little while ago, right?
What, you gambled on a fart?
Me too.
See, we're being very honest. No, this is a safe place. This is a safe place to open up here.
Very honest.
Literally, open up.
open up.
But I did it, right? I'd had a bit of a... You know, you feel like you've got a bit of a funny tummy all day.
Yeah.
And I was sad. We were all having dinner together, like...
Oh,
my,
no, it was at the dinner table. This is disgusting.
God.
But it's talking into your spaghetti bolognese.
But, right, this is the funny part, right? I did... what I thought was going to be just a fart. And obviously it was a shart, but I said at the table, I went,
oh no.
Oh, I've just pooped.
Oh my God.
And literally, like, Ian, Joel and Nels were like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? Go to the toilet.
One of the videos that I love that you put out, Chloe, which I actually shared on our family group chat, is it's an absolutely classic video of a mum switching on Christmas Day, starting off going, oh my gosh, I love this day, it's amazing, and then it cuts to, get this shit upstairs, who's that? That's going in the bin, black bin man.
Literally.
Why do mums do that?
I don't, the way she was threatened to throw it all in the bin, and I'd be like, babes, you're the one that just bought it all. Like, what a waste of money for you. Honestly. Like, Carol, if you put my CD/microphone player in the bin, then you're the one that's going to miss out on me singing Peter Andre. Do you know what I mean? That sounds awful.
Also, the other one that you did that was really funny the other week was when you go shoe shopping with your mum.
Yeah.
Why do they tell you to wiggle your toes? Like, all the time. Wiggle your toes.
Wiggle your toes.
You can't see it, Carol. No. You don't know what I'm wiggling, babe. Stop peer pressuring me.
Talking
got a club foot.
No, have you?
No.
Talking of mums, Chloe, I'm going to change the tone a little bit now.
Yeah.
You talk a lot about your own grief with your mum. So how long ago did she die? Just give us a little bit of like what happened and why do you use humour in the way that you do?
I think because I didn't really have like a really good like conventional mother-daughter relationship with my mum. It was always quite strained. So I felt really kind of confused when she died. Like, I remember thinking, oh, I'm probably not even going to cry when my mum dies. And actually the complete opposite happened. Like, I broke. Aww. It was so upsetting. Mm. And she got diagnosed with kidney failure in December 2016. God, wow. And then she passed in the February 2019. Aww. And I just thought, do you know what? I feel like laughing is such a good coping mechanism. Mm. Because otherwise we just wallow so easily. It's so easy to do that. You know, things are like on Mother's Day, birthdays, all those sorts of things. It's so easy to start wallowing. And I started like posting little snippets here and there of me literally just taking the piss, and people loved it.
Yeah.
And then people would comment and be like, oh, thanks, Chloe. I've just lost my husband or my wife, my child even, which is so heartbreaking.
Oh, gosh.
But the fact that people were just having a little giggle for like those 2 minutes in a video was so cool. Like, it just spurred me on. Like, I love that content.
What I love about the content that you do is that not only do you talk about it in a comedic sense, and your videos around grief and loss are absolutely hilarious, but you also can talk about it seriously, can't you, in the way that it's perhaps affected your anxiety. And you talk quite a lot about your anxiety and that is quite a common theme in your life, isn't it?
Yeah, I went into my first mental health unit when I was 17.
Is that serious?
Yeah, I was in there for about 3 months.
Is that serious, Chloe?
Yeah, I had developed such bad anxiety.
No, she's joking around, Pat.
I'm just taking the piss on.
You never know with Chloe. You never quite know if she's just leading you down some kind of path. And then she's just like, no, I'm joking, you prick.
Listen, I've got a crazy story for you, though, what happened in that unit. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm in the unit. I've been in there for 2 months. I'm 17. I'm only in there because, well, obviously, I'm anxious, but also because I wasn't sleeping. So because of that reason, they wanted me to be in there so that they could try and make sure that I'm sleeping. Whilst I'm in there, I meet this guy. Now, he reckons he's the owner of Portsmouth FC.
Brilliant.
And he doesn't know why he's in the unit, only other than the fact that one night he took an axe and he smashed up his entire house while his parents were asleep. But other than that, he's got no clue why he's there.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm in the meeting room, right, where they just serve a bit of coffee and it looks a bit less intimidating with my dad and that. And suddenly there's an alarm going off. Now, when an alarm goes off in the unit, it means that somebody is probably trying to hurt themselves considerably
bad. Oh, my God. I can't cope with this. Yeah, carry on.
So people run. Doctors, nurses, the healthcare assistants, they run. So they've all come downstairs. So this unit, by the way, is split up into two. So you've got the under-18s downstairs, which is where I was, and you've got the adults upstairs. And even all the doctors in the adults department upstairs come running downstairs. Oh my God, what's going on? Whose room is going off? And somebody shouted, it's Chloe's, it's Chloe's.
What?
And I thought, bloody hell, I'm sitting here having a coffee, what's going on? Anyway, it turns out that the guy who owns Portsmouth FC on the side, he's gone to my room.
Yeah.
He has, I don't know how to word this, he has enjoyed himself in my bed. Yep, and then when he finished, he pressed the alarm.
No.
Yeah, so people were running to my room just to find a man with jizz. The drama.
The drama.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know you'd been in a mental health hospital.
Yeah, it was great.
How long were you in for, did you say? 3 months?
3 months, yeah. 3 months.
And did that help? Like, how... Like, are those places helpful? Like, did you come out 3 months down the line in a better place or with kind of better tools to manage how life was? Or was it, not a good thing to experience and come out the other side from?
I mean, I was really lucky. This wasn't NHS. This was private. Right. I mean, it was like a hotel almost, but with a lot of care. Yeah. Now, there are some mental health doctors there that when you walk out and you say, oh, my God, I'm anxious, they just want to throw a pill at you. And then there are some people, mostly the nurses, who will... They've got this incredible distraction technique. Like, they'll say... Oh, you're really anxious. You're freaking out, Chloe. You want to go to hospital. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, okay, hold that thought for a second. Let's go to the kitchen. Let's have a cup of tea. Yeah. They make me a cup of tea. And then they're sitting there and they'll start telling me about a story about their holiday in Egypt or something silly.
Yeah.
And then I've realised 15 minutes into that story, I'm so engrossed that I'm not anxious anymore.
Yeah.
And it's such a clever little tactic because it reminds you that actually you don't need tablets. You don't need a hospital. It was just your brain going into overdrive. But actually, when you distract yourself and talk about something non-anxious, you can calm down again.
Those distraction techniques for anxiety are so good, aren't they? So, like, things like, you know, drink an ice cold glass of water because you can't concentrate on drinking the cold water and your anxious thought at the same time. That, like, being able to, like, regulate through, you know, going outside barefoot is another really great one because it allows you to focus on the kind of cold earth beneath you rather than. So all of those distraction techniques, I think, are really good for people who suffer with, you know, anxiety and other forms of kind of, you know, mental health.
I haven't had to deal with that myself, but my daughter has kind of really suffered with that on and off, and she's probably just getting, or probably in the last year or so, I would say she is in a better place with managing those thoughts and feelings when they come. And I think, like you said, those things that things around distracting your because ultimately it's just your mind just playing tricks on you to a certain extent, isn't it? Making you feel things or making you think about things that actually you don't need to think about, that aren't, you know. And she really has had times where she really catastrophizes. So she'll just think the worst thing is going to happen. And it's been really, like, for me as a parent to try and help her when it's something I don't really understand or I've not experienced has been quite difficult, and I've had to kind of learn how to help her to manage those things.
Definitely. And I think with social media as well, you realize that actually you're so not alone. Like, the amount of people out there that suffer in all different ways, you know, there was a very young girl actually that put a TikTok out the other day, and hers was surrounded in agoraphobia, and she filmed herself trying to leave her house, and she only got so far, about 5 minutes down the road, and she was trying to take her two-year-old son to the park, and she kept trying, and then it wasn't going well, trying again, but the fact is she kept trying, and it really resonated with a lot of people. A lot of people were commenting and supporting her, and I just thought, you know, like, good for you, girl. Like, that's fantastic to put that content out there. You've made other people feel less alone as well.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Changing tack just a little bit again, Charlotte Butterfield, who's one of our OG listeners, she has said that what she really wants to hear from you on the podcast is your best Yorkshire accent. So
she's winding me up.
I would like to hear, because I've heard this,
right? Okay,
and it is absolutely hilarious.
Let me just channel my Lisa Riley. Just give me a second.
Channel Lisa.
Okay, channel Lisa.
Oh my god, I can't remember. I was only up Emmerdale a couple of weeks ago as well. It's already gone out of my head. Right, hang on.
Come on, Chloe. Okay. You can do this.
Okay. Hey, do you want to go to the Wolf Pack for a pint of beer? How was that?
That was like a mix of American.
Don't think it was, Ange.
Bristol kind of Somerset.
Yes.
There was like a whole range of accents in there, to be honest, Chloe.
Chloe, give us your Australian.
Oh, do you know what, Ange? You did the best Australian accent the other week.
But,
like,
you give us yours.
Okay, right. G'day, mate. Do you want to put another shrimp on the barbie? You're welcome.
Isn't there one more? I feel like this. Didn't you offend a load of Irish people with your Irish accent?
I don't think so. I mean, I try my best. Rimf.
Right, give us your Irish.
Okay, top of the morning to your laddie with your leprechauns and Giant's Causeway and Westlife.
Just basically saying Irish things.
Yeah! Yeah. Those accents are seriously shit.
Ruth, you can't say that.
Yes, we can.
Yes,
Chloe.
We can.
They are because shit.
That their Yorkshire accent disagree. Were terrible. It was terrible, lass.
Well, I've put it on my CV.
Have you?
So, yeah.
Well, I suggest you take it off.
And now, Chloe, we have on this podcast, I don't know if you ever listened, but we have a what's been often led by Ange. What has been getting on our shitting tits?
Okay, okay.
So I heard that you have got a tits for us.
It's not even funny how much I've been trying to tell you before this pod, and neither of you will let me tell you.
No, no. I will not
you've
hear
got
it
to say,
the
You've got to save it for the pod, mate.
Save it for
save
the pod.
It for so, pod.
Ange, do you want to ask? You'll ask Chloe.
Okay, here we
right.
go.
Chloe, I am very excited to hear what has been getting on your shitting tits.
Okay. I do get a little bit, you know, what's the word? Angered. So I'll try and rein it in.
It's fine, rant. This is your opportunity to have a bit of a rant.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
It's the Olympics, Ange. The actual Olympics.
That is actually a really good one.
Does my shit in tits. I'll tell you what the Olympics is. You remember all the boffins at school?
Boffins, yeah.
The boffins. They've all joined together to enter a big fucking boffin competition where the biggest boffin wins. And I hate it. And shall I tell you what? Shall I tell you what else, Ange? Ange, answer me this.
Yeah.
Guess how many cycling, biking categories there are in the Olympics? Just guess, please.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, there's going to be quite a few. I'd say 10.
Okay, I've got less, so you've stepped on that a little bit. But it's like 6. They don't need 6 things that include bikes. Listen, you've got cycling, BMX freestyle, whatever that is.
Whatever
you've got
is.
Cycling, BMX racing, cycling mountain bike,
yeah.
Cycling road and cycling track. Mm. And I've got one for you. Mm. Synchronized swimmers. Have you had a look?
I love the synchronized swimmers.
Listen, the way they walk up to that pool, they look like they're about to have a fight with someone outside of a pub. Have you seen it?
I love it.
What's with the shoulders?
Oh my God. No. Ange and I go on holiday. This episode will go out while we're in Spain, and there will be a lot of synchro swimming happening in Spain.
Yeah.
We do a lot of synchro. Yeah.
Yeah, because when I'm 4 pina coladas deep in my all-inclusive doing the yoga in the pool, I feel like I do better.
Yes, I would agree with that, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like sometimes with the synchro, I want them to do more than put their legs in the air and, like, move them around, which is what they do a lot, don't they?
Mm.
Well,
I don't know, but look at Ariel from The Little Mermaid. She did all sorts.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's got gadgets and gizmos and plenty.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Yeah, that
she's
was actually nice.
She's got oozits and what's its galore.
100%.
But the other thing that gets on my tits about the Olympics, and I think we might have touched on this before, right? Picture the scene, yeah? You've just run, like, I don't know, the 800 metres, yeah?
Yeah.
You've come in first. You're like... And you've got, I don't know, Gabby, whatever her name is, at the side
Logan.
Of the track. Logan. Microphone in her face. First question, how do you feel? How the fucking hell do you think she feels?
Out of breath.
I actually love the Olympics.
Oh, I do see Chloe's point, though, that it is quite boffin-esque.
Yeah, but
boffin.
I still love it. I love it because, obviously, this year it's going to be in Paris, isn't
Paris.
It? So we're on the right sort of time zone.
Right, yeah,
it's not like,
zones.
And I love when the Olympics is on and it's in a good time zone, getting up in the morning, having my coffee, watching whatever the hell's going on, be it curling, be it cycling,
diving,
be it synchronizing,
diving. I love the diving.
I love it. I just love it all.
But here's what's confusing, right? The Olympics are supposedly finding the best of the best, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
But then you don't see Fury, who's a brilliant boxer, in the boxing category, do you?
Well, no, because he's too good. He doesn't need to be doing it.
Well,
that's what I mean. So surely it's not the best Olympic boxer, is it? Because
although
you know, like,
Fury probably isn't now, is he? Because he's just lost.
No,
so,
that's
true.
Yeah,
he's just
true.
Fucked
yeah,
up,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's... Yeah,
bad example.
Bad example, because actually he's got to do another fight.
This is where you can get your up-and-comings. You know,
right.
Some, like, unknown or fairly unknown boxer goes to the Olympics, wins bloody gold, bang, bosh, off he goes. You know, that's like the golden buzzer of TikTok.
We had quite a few questions questions in, actually, in the box about your son, Teddy.
Yeah.
So he really loves experimenting with makeup, doesn't he? And he really loves experimenting with, like, different clothes, like, that are not necessarily that he wouldn't see as gender specific. We might see them as gender specific, but for him, he wouldn't necessarily think that this needs to be worn by a girl. So I know there's been a little bit on the internet where you've had quite a lot of hate, I suppose, about Teddy. And a couple of people have asked about how you've managed that, what that's been like for Teddy, what it's like having a child, I suppose, who's sort of experimenting with those things. Just a little bit about, you know, how you've managed that stuff.
It's so funny because about 10 minutes before we started this podcast, me and Teddy are watching this film, and he asked me what my type is, and I asked him what his type is, and he described a male. And I said, you know, nothing interests you about a girl then, Ted? And he's like, no. And he started listing all the people that he, like, really likes, which is, like, Tom Holland. He likes Shane from The Walking Dead. He likes this NFL player in the Patriots. Like, all sorts of people, right? And this has been going on for such a long time. So when I do post a very small clip of Teddy on the internet and he's wearing quite girly clothing, I get that people would assume that I'm this crazy mum that wanted a daughter, even though I've already got one. And they think I'm pushing this on my son, and they think my son hasn't got a choice. I get that they think that because they're only seeing, like, a 1 minute video. Yeah. But in real life, like, this has been going on for so long. Like, he's only 8, but this has been going on since he was probably 2 or 3, where he used to wear, like, he started with, I've got photos of him with a tea towel on his head that used to be his wig. Then he would always wear his sister's clothes, and then makeup blew up, and he would spend hours watching YouTube trying to copy makeup looks from artists such as Jeffree Star and James Charles and everybody else. And the thing is, you know, people really do hate me for it, and they get really upset with me, and they say, I don't think you're guiding your son correctly and everything else.
Oh my gosh.
But my argument is, if my son skips downstairs on a Saturday morning, he's in clothes that make him feel confident. He's got a little bit of highlighter on. If me and his dad turn around and say, get up them stairs, take all that off, get changed, put a football shirt on, that's more damaging from where I'm standing. Like, I feel like that's so damaging because that's not who he is. And he's already showing us who he is. So, yeah, it's a really tough one. The internet is a little bit cruel, so I'm trying to, like, you know, learn lessons there and not put too much on there. It's a tough one, but I don't know how to describe it. He's just very sure of himself. He's so sure of who he is. And we've had a lot of private conversations that obviously won't ever go onto the internet.
Yeah.
And he tells us a lot about his thoughts, about his feelings. And we've had so many emotional chats where he's even come home and cried. And, you know, he's got all these worries, and I have to tell him that that's normal when that's normal. So, you know, it really is Teddy leading the way, and we're just trying to follow him, you know?
And I think, to be honest, like, kudos to you and Ryan for that, because I think there are so many parents who would feel so uncomfortable in this space. And it's so important, isn't it, that you, as parents, don't project yourself onto your children, and that you want them to, you guide them and you direct them and you help them to kind of navigate the way, but actually projecting what you think and feel. And I think I remember coming to your house last year, and I think one of the most beautiful interactions I've seen is the way that Ryan is with Teddy.
Because I
think as a mum, it's probably quite easy. It's not quite easy, but it's maybe easier, or you're more able to be more accepting around that feminine side. For lots of dads, that would be really overwhelming. And I think that he is very able to let Teddy lead it, isn't he?
Absolutely. It's been a lot harder for Ryan because Ryan, you know, like most dads, they buy their sons the football kit and they daydream of taking them to their, you know, their club, you know, their football stadium that they've grown up with. Ryan had all those dreams, and he has tried along the way to see if it might interest Teddy, but when it's clear that it hasn't, he's not pushed it. So instead try and bond with Teddy. He'll be like, right, Ted, talk me through your skincare. So what does cleanser do? You know, and they have a conversation about that. And I love that because, you know, although Ryan realizes now they're not going to bond over football, they're finding other things to bond over, you know.
That's amazing.
I think what you said, Chloe, like your kind of little finisher at the end of when you were sort of explaining it, that you are being led by him. Like that, I just think is one, it is amazing and wonderful that you and Ryan are able to do that and are doing that. But I think it's also amazing that Teddy feels he can.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't this part of him that's felt like I can't do that and I can't show that and I've got to keep that quiet and secret and I can't. The fact that he has felt that he can be exactly who he is without any fear, without any judgment, says a huge amount about you and Ryan as his parents.
He's also incredibly mature for eight, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so, because he has a very strong head on his shoulders in a way. Like the other day we got invited to an event and we was in the minibus driving back from Italy, our little holiday, and I read out the email and I said, Ted, you've been invited to this event with mummy, do you want to go? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what would you like to wear? And he was like, mum, please, I really want to wear this dress. And he was like, it's like a corset dress. It's for children. It's not like a weird seductive one, don't worry. it's from Shein. Sure. He said, I really want to wear this dress. And I said, look, I said, Ted, I absolutely don't mind you wearing a dress, but I just need you to know that that you might bump into children or other people who might be a bit surprised to see a boy in a dress and they may have comments.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, honestly, mum, I don't care, because I'll just be like, look at me, I'm so slay. Like, that's how he responds. So he is that true in amazing. That sense.
Look at me, I'm so slay. I want to be more Teddy, man. Honestly.
Yeah.
Hashtag be more Teddy. We need to get that on the old golden buzzer.
get that on TikTok, the golden buzzer. TikTok viral. Because that response of, you know, so often in our life, as adults, we become so like, oh, I can't wear that, or that shows that bit off of me, or that shows that bit. But he's literally like, look at me, I'm slay. I mean, what a absolute boss bitch.
Yeah.
He's so confident with it.
That's amazing.
Well, long may it continue, Chloe, that, you know, he continues to just
slay.
Be him.
And it all might change one day. You never know what they're going to do you?
No, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Chloe, this has been an incredible chat. I feel like this is going to be a really, really good episode. Chloe, where can people find you on TikTok and Instagram if they don't follow you already?
I'm Chloe Kent from Ken on TikTok, and I'm Chloe_Ken on Instagram.
Amazing. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Chloe, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Finding the Funny.
Oh, it's been such a laugh. Thank you for having me.
It's been brilliant. Ange and I, on our own, will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.